From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is BDGA Radio News.
And welcome. It is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 8, 2005. I'm Brian Sullivan. Now, last week, we had what was probably the longest show in this program's history. The Pro Worlds wrap-up was like over a half an hour. It just went on and on and on. There was so much stuff to talk about. We had the new world champ and on and on and on. So this week, well, basically, it's the opposite. It may be the shortest show in our history. See, we were going to give you a big, fat, juicy report from Am and Junior Worlds in Flagstaff. Unfortunately, the hard-working staff there in Flagstaff is working so hard that, well, we were unable to reach them in time for this week's show. But do not despair, because we've got kind of a bonus for you. Instead, we're going to give you not one, not two, but 4 weeks of the 60-second clinic all in one show. We're going to hear from world champ Des Redding, along with David Feldberg, and Oklahoma's Kevin McCoy.
Into a headwind, you're really going to want to keep your disc as flat as possible, no matter if it's a putt, an upshot, or, you know, a drive.
That and more is coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by GottaGoGottaThrow.com. Also, discovering the world at DTWorld.com. Discraft at Discraft.com. No Obstacles Disc Golf at plu-ent.com and Innova Champion Disc, innovadisc.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion Line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Time now for, you guessed it, the 60-second clinic times four. And we will begin with world champion Des Redding. She won her second world title this year. And we begin with a discussion of a very handy shot to get you not only out of trouble, but just in general get you over a bunch of hazards. It's known by many names. Some people call it the hammer shot or the tomahawk. For our purposes today, Des Redding will call it the thumber.
The thumber. Yeah, thumber. I love the thumber for the non-traditional shot to get out of trouble. I would use the thumber in a situation where there was a whole bunch of bushes in front of me or trees or something that would block what I would normally do as a backhand, a forehand, more traditional types of throws. And so this, because you're throwing it on an overhead look of it, it's got a smaller, it's smaller because the disc is actually traveling through the air on its side plate. So it's actually kind of on in a vertical stance instead of the horizontal that a backhand or a forehand would do, allowing me to create, in theory, more spatial holes through a bunch of trouble. It's a trouble shot. So I'm looking to get out of trouble at my highest percentage. And sometimes for me, that yields a better, higher percentage because the disc is thinner traveling on that verticality line. Basically, it's an overhand throw. It's like a baseball throw. You put your thumb on the, I'm a right-handed person, so you put your thumb on the inside of the rim of the disc. The faceplate, the side that has the stamp on it, goes to the outside or to my right. So the inner side with the rim is to my left. And basically, you throw it like a baseball, softball, and you come up and over your top, and you extend at your highest point, usually around the 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock angles. You can use different angles and different release points depending on what hole you need to hit. Basically, you snap on through and it'll twist and turn and it'll land on the face side, working on a left to right clock. Go out and try.
When you think disc golf, think No Obstacles. No Obstacles Disc Golf is found at www.plu-ent.com. Find information about No Obstacles events, like the Discraft Michigan Disc Golf Series stops at Boyne Mountain and Boyne City, and the Shanty Creek Throwdown. Quality events, quality disc golf products, and outstanding service. When you think disc golf, think No Obstacles at plu-ent.com.
And we are back for more of the 60-second clinic. This time, Kevin McCoy of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He finished in eighth place at Worlds this year. And he'll be talking about throwing into a headwind.
Dealing with wind, headwind especially, only thing you really need to worry about is the angle of your shot, the angle of your disc, the way you release it. Anytime you're into a headwind, you get the nose up on your shot. If it's a drive, if it's a putt, not a lot of good things can happen. Into a headwind, you're really going to want to keep your disc as flat as possible, no matter if it's a putt, an upshot, or, you know, a drive. The flatter your disc is into a headwind, the truer your disc is going to fly. The headwind will flip your disc over a little bit when you throw it flat, but at least it'll carry the distance you need.
That was Tulsa's Kevin McCoy. Up next is Oregon's David Feldberg. He finished in the sixth place at Worlds this year. And he's going to be talking about something that will be useful information for everyone playing at Am Worlds in Flagstaff this week, uphill putting.
So there's no wind. I'm putting uphill about 10 to 15 feet vertical distance, and it's probably about a 25-footer, and we're on the mountain. How do I deal with that? Well, I have a strategy, and my strategy is if you try to rock and move too much when you're putting uphill, it makes you pull your body to the right because it's natural and people miss to the right. That's what happens most of the time, I've noticed. So I intentionally move my foot a little bit to the left side of the basket, and I aim to the left side of the basket. And as I come up to the left side of the basket, when I follow through, the natural pull of the verticalness of throwing uphill and your body going against the plane of the earth causes the disc to move a little bit left to right, and most of the time I hit those center. And even if you hit a left side putt uphill, because it's uphill, it hits it and it drops on the left side. And so right side putts like to spit because of the verticality of the of gravity pulling it down, so it hits in the chains instead of dropping into the hole. It's outside the bucket and they fall. And so I think that's my strategy. I aim a little left and point my body to the left side of the basket. Try to miss high.
Since 1979, Discraft has designed and manufactured tournament-quality flying discs for all disc sports. Our disc golf line is second to none. From beginners to world champion pros, disc golfers everywhere rely on the quality, consistency, and durability of every Discraft Pro Golf disc. Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Try the new Venom Maximum Distance Driver and the drone in overstable mid-range in the new Pro D plastic for superior grip even when wet from Discraft. And we're back for one more clinic. This one is with Des Redding again. She's going to talk about something that's pretty basic to most disc golfers, but nonetheless, a lot of people want more information on the Anheuser.
One of the basic things that will help you learn an Anheuser throw is when you don't work against your body structure. And what I mean with that is you're wanting to use your Anheuser for a right-handed person that goes from left to right. You want to start on the right far back corner of the tee box and extend your plane as you body work and your footwork to carry the line that you're trying to throw with the disc. So basically, start in that far back right corner and then work on in visualizing that arc and really come over the top of the disc for the Anheuser. You're going to have to get a beat-in disc, so find a buddy that says this doesn't work for them anymore, or get something understable. Sometimes those sidewinders, cobras, leopards, these are all great understable discs that you can use to help you learn an Anheuser throw. Nothing quite works better than a beat-up disc. I really prefer a beat-up disc more so than just a fresh, brand-new one that's supposed to be in a turning disc. But by starting on the right back corner and extending your footwork on a plane that you're already trying to succeed might bring you better success.
Discovering the World has long been the leader in mail-order disc services, with the largest selection of professional and recreational flying disc products, plus PDGA merchandise. Discovering the World is a great place to find the disc you need for the sport you love. Online orders ship within 24 hours, and the new retail location is open 7 days a week to handle all your flying disc needs. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com. Discovering the World.
If you're not at Am Worlds, you might be looking for something to do this weekend, August 13th and 14th. In England, it's the British Open, and in Aspen, Colorado, it's Kiss the Sky. St. Thomas, Ontario, hosting the Flats Classic, and in Illinois, it's the Stream Shady. Am's on Saturday, Pros and Advanced on Sunday. Peru, Indiana, the Paradise Open, Am's Saturday, Pros Sunday. Pennsylvania, hosting the Dead Dogs of Summer. It's the High Noon at Indiantown in Virginia, and in Austin, Minnesota, the Todd Park 10,000. Plus, Lost in the Woods in Roswell, Georgia. In Wisconsin, in hybrids, to be specific, the Northern Wisconsin Championships, or if you prefer, in Madison, it's the Wisconsin State Overalls. Midnight Open in Dripping Springs, Texas. Or in Oklahoma City, it's the Okie Doubles. College Park, Maryland, the Calvert Open. Yeah, get the full list anytime. PDGA.com.
At GottaGoGottaThrow.com, you'll find the largest selections at the lowest prices. They carry all your favorite brands of golf discs, bags, and baskets. No matter what you're looking for, you'll find the largest selection of everything for disc golf. And they can do custom discs and mini markers for your club or help promote your next tournament. Check out the online pro shop at GottaGoGottaThrow.com. The leader in high-performance disc golf equipment and merchandise is GottaGoGottaThrow.
And finally, I don't normally read listener emails on this show. Every show does that. But this one I thought was making a very good point. So I'm going to read an excerpt from it. Now, this is somebody who I know. This is a friend of mine. We speak on a weekly basis. And the email goes like this. Hi, Sully. By the way, I got this on Sunday night. Hi, Sully. We are in beautiful Flagstaff in the middle of monsoon season. I screwed up and didn't bring enough warm clothes and have already bought a waterproof jacket and a cool umbrella. We shot around at the hotel course last night. I didn't shoot as well as I wanted to, but I'm still trying to figure out the disc/elevation situation. I'm very nervous about this tournament. Every chick that I've seen is pretty good. Now, I'm not going to tell you the name of the writer of this email, but the point is this. This is someone I know very well, talk to on a weekly basis. And so I had to write back and say, well, you know, if you had listened to last week's radio show, you would have known all those things. We talked about the monsoon season and warm clothes and the wet and the elevation, and see how well informed you would have been if you had just paid attention to the radio show. So the lesson here, well, it's pretty obvious. Tell all your friends, be prepared by listening to the radio show. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 8th for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Our sponsors this week are GottaGo, GottaThrow.com, Discovering the World, Discraft, No Obstacles Disc Golf, and Innova Champion Discs. Good luck to everybody at Am Worlds. We've got results for you next week. And until then, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shore, and keep them in the fairways.